every other culture in human history has gotten that except for us. And so we don't mark them. We don't kind of have sharp lines where we step in and step out of things, where we put something on, put something off. Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Jeff and Jeremy here, back with another episode of 5-Minute Fatherhood. Today is how to leave your work at work. That's something that if you're a dad, you're a father, you know sometimes it's hard to make that transition, and not being able to make that transition in a clean, systematic, sharp way tends to kind of lead to some interesting things with feelings, frustrations, etc. Now, me currently, I work from home, so I have some different things I want to actually talk about for those who work at home at the end. But Jeremy, first, I wanted to hear what you had to say about this and that kind of journey.
Yeah, guys, we want to completely transition from our work life into our family life. And so I wanted to present a tool that you guys might want to develop, and that is having a coming home from work ritual. And this comes from one of the fountains of all wisdom, the movie Mary Poppins.
And it's the got new one or the old awesome, one?
Yeah, there's so much wisdom there. We could just talk about that with a few podcasts. But there's a really cool opening scene where Mr. Banks has a really intense job and he's trying to transition home. And I think this is probably more normal in, again, these older cultures tended to know the importance of having one of these rituals. Anyway, in his little song, he says that his slippers, sherry, and pipe are due at 6:02.
So hey, that was his ritual. Me and Mr. Banks shared the identical nighttime ritual.
Yeah, you have that one?
I put on my slippers, I grab my sherry, and I grab my pipe.
Yeah, the guy knew what he was doing, man. This is a really cool thing. And I just fill up his pipe. Part of it is, you guys, we are physical creatures, and the transition from a hard day at work and into a home life is really a tough transition. And I know for years, I just expected to be able to just flip one off and the other on and no big deal. But man, it's really just, you know, being Mr. Rogers, putting on a different, you know, coat or whatever when you're in different environments, changing clothes, grabbing a drink, having a little ritual. There's lots of ways to do this. I encourage you guys just to sort of play around with what this might look like. There's a cool verse in 1 Chronicles 16:43. After David had a really hard day of work and bringing the ark into Jerusalem, and it was a pretty freaky experience because the first time he tried, it didn't work out too well. Anyway, the whole story ends with this quote, which is, "Then all the people returned to their homes, and David turned and went home to bless his own family." And for some reason, that phrase that David went home to bless his own family, that's a great thing to think about when you are, you know, driving home from work. It's like, I am returning home from a hard day to bless my own family. And I think one of these rituals can really make that rich for you and make it easier for you to feel that transition. And because, so for a lot of people, you know, that this ritual might mean, you know, saying, hey, I need 10 minutes by myself to totally decompress from the day. I want to, you know, go into this room, you know, get comfortable, you know, grab something to drink, or, you know, just have a few minutes alone. And then I want to fully enter into the experience of being at home, present with my kids. It could mean things like turning the phone off, or like I said, putting on a little more comfortable clothes, but figuring out something that sort of triggers to your body, your mind, and your soul. It's time to sort of relax and sort of, you know, shift down into a mode that's more appropriate for home and family, and begin to sort of shed off the stress and the intensity of your work life. So that's one tool. But yeah, Jeff, how do you think about this being at home during the day?
Yeah, I would say it's very similar, actually. Funny, after you start talking, what I would say is, yeah, I don't think, you know, we are creatures of ritual, of symbols, of icons, of pictures, of transitions, of all these different things. Every other culture in human history has gotten that except for us. And so we don't mark them. We don't kind of have sharp lines where we step in and step out of things, where we put something on, put something off, where we enter under something or do something or do the same thing, et cetera. It's interesting that sports actually do. I feel like anytime sports go from X to Y or whatever, they always tend to either do this exact ritual with a handshake or a celebration or a thing or something with their shoes if they're really weird, you know, and touch this and do that. But ritual actually kind of marks our time. That's another way to think about it. And that's one really easy way, I think, to do this, or one helpful way to think about it, is mark your time, end it, start it with a ritual. Like you said, one thing I'll say that is definitely even more important working from home, even though you already mentioned it, is the phone. Like you have to just, for me, that ritual is just turning it off. Like, and I turn it back on at night. So some depends on the nights, but I'll tend to, my ritual is I tend to stop working around four-ish, I think, maybe three or four. And that's usually when the kids are getting up from naps, et cetera. And it doesn't go well if I just kind of put my phone, you know, I don't even keep it in my pocket, but even if I keep it in my office and it's on or whatever, it doesn't go well for the next couple hours through dinner and bedtime, because I'll just kind of pop in and check it and go out and see if I missed anything and all that. But it does go well if I just, when I'm done working, it literally gets turned off. I shut everything down, and it's just that extra moment it takes to turn it back on allows me to, like, I don't enter back into it for the night, basically, until the kids go down and if I need to work some more or write some more or something like that. So for me, just turning it off, having a sharp phone schedule, because here's the lie that, or the thing we don't realize with phones, is we think we're like in control and we're setting the tone. And that's true in some sense. Like you can say, okay, I'm done, I'm walking away. But then someone can then actively kind of pursue you. They can ping it, they can vibrate it, they can text you, they can call you. And that's what I've realized is like, oh, I need to actually shut off that ability too. I need to shut off the ability to be pinged, to be beckoned. And that allows me to really enter into the nighttime family ritual a lot better, with dinner and play and books and bedtime. And so that's what I would say, is just have a sharp, sharp line with the phone, whether you work at home or whether you don't, because a lot of us that work tends to seep into the phone 24/7. So wherever you're at today, dads, wherever you're listening, what would it look like to today, this week, spend your time crafting a little micro ritual and a way to kind of turn off and turn on and engage and put that father hat back on, even though you're wearing it all day, but kind of taking off the work hat and entering back into fatherhood in the home for today. Hey guys, one of our favorite places to hang out on is the Family Team's Instagram. That is where you will find tips, quotes, tricks, and a bunch of other conversational things to help you build your family team on mission. If you're on Instagram and you want to get encouragement as you do this and build your family team, just head over to Instagram and follow us at Family Teams.